ஹென்றி காத்தியர் பிரிசன். இன் த ஃபோட்டோகிராஃபி ஆஃப் ஹென்றி காத்தியர் பிரிசன் வி சி அண்ட் இன்ட்யூட்டிவ் இன்ஸ்டிங்க்ட் ஃபார் கேப்சரிங் டிசைசிவ் மூமெண்ட்ஸ். ஹி ஸ்ட்ரைக்கிங் ஃபோட்டோகிராஃப்ஸ் த்ரஸ்ட் ஹிம் டு த ஃபோர் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் லீடிங் ஃபோட்டோகிராஃபர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த 20th சென்ச்சுரி. அண்ட் நவ் இன் ஹிஸ் 95th இயர் ஹி ரிமைன்ஸ் த சேம் ரிசர்வ்ட் astute observer shunning the limelight. A recent retrospective of his work at the French National Library in Paris coincided with the creation of the Henri Cartier Bresson Foundation, the first private foundation dedicated to photography in France. His obsession with decisive moments took him to the funeral of Mahatma Gandhi in Delhi in 1948 and to the Mahasamadhi of Sri Ramana Maharishi in April 1950. Working as a press photographer, he traveled throughout Asia and apparently made at least one earlier visit to Sri Ramanashramam in 1948. It was he who Arthur Osborne coolly recollects in his Ramana Maharishi and the Path of Self-Knowledge. For a few moments, people stood bewildered. The singing continued. The French press photographer came up to me and asked at what precise minute it had happened. Resenting it as a journalistic callousness, I replied brusquely that I did not know. And then I suddenly recalled Sri Bhagavan's unfailing courtesy and answered precisely that it was 8:47. He said, and I could hear now that he was excited, that he had been pacing the road outside, and at that very moment an enormous star had trailed slowly across the sky. Many had seen it even as far away as Madras and felt what it portended. It passed to the northeast towards the peak of Arunachala. Not only did Cartier Bresson have the privilege of observing this light, which appeared at the moment of the Maharishi physical demise, he is distinguished for taking the last photos of the master. This photograph below, along with another of the Maharishi's body, the morning after the Mahasamadhi, appears in his collection of Indian photographs, titled Henri Cartier Bresson in India. Three other photos of Sri Ramanashramam appear in this volume. His two visits to the ashram suggest both an insight into the Maharishi's place in history and an understanding of the sage's sublime spiritual personality. It certainly would be interesting to speak with him on this matter and browse through the numerous photos he must have taken during these visits.